Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Pennywise podcast. I'm your host, Terry Barr from Lee Enterprises. Today, we are talking about the holidays and how you might be able to decorate beautifully on a budget. This is going to be a really fun conversation. Joining me today is Lexi Pelchin, and Lexi is a home finance expert with Forbes Home. Lexi, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, this is terrific. I think one of the last statistics we've seen, people are spending around $230 per person on home decorating. Now, that doesn't even include the gifts. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, that's correct. That was recorded price for 2019. So I'm assuming, you know, everything is pretty much the same, but that seems a little ridiculous to me. So I'd love to give kind of some tips for saving money so you don't have to spend that much this year.
I love it. And it seems like the perfect time, as usual. That's what we're trying to do here. Perfect timing to help everybody save some money. You know, it seems like most of the decorations go up after Thanksgiving. I've heard people talk about that too. So this is where I hope that we can help some people pocket a little extra money for whatever else they may need these holidays. Lexi has 10 incredible tips. So here we go, Lexi. Let's start with number one, shopping thrift stores. What could you find there to help you decorate?
Yeah, so beyond, you know, thrifting clothes and home items, you can also thrift your holiday decor. This is especially good right before or right after a holiday, as people will be, you know, taking out their decorations and realizing they have things that they don't really want anymore. So they, you know, go and take them to a thrift store and get rid of them so somebody else can use. But you can find so many goodies here, from, you know, ornaments to even artificial trees, little figurines, anything you can imagine. You know, they might need a fresh coat of spray paint or a little bit of hot glue, but you can get them back into top shape with just no time and, you know, totally within your budget if you thrift your decor items.
I'm familiar with a thrift store in this area, and what I've learned from them, they'll sometimes box up some items and save it for right before whatever that holiday may be. So could you see maybe the shelves filling up at thrift stores with holiday related items about probably this time?
Yes, absolutely. I know that's pretty standard for a lot of thrift stores, is that they will save those items and put them out when it's more, you know, time appropriate and makes more sense. So yeah, the months leading up to maybe like 1 month ahead of time is a really, really great time to hit the thrift stores.
Okay, it sounds like it's perfect timing then. This weekend might be the right time to go do that. What about buying used online? Are you seeing a lot of people trying to do this now?
I am, yeah. So these days, there's a ton of online marketplaces that you can shop from that make it really easy to find discounted items. So, you know, shopping locally with Facebook Marketplace and finding someone in your area who has maybe an old tree they're getting rid of, some lights, decorations, ornaments that they don't use, you know, Craigslist, eBay, and even Etsy offer a huge variety of decor that you can get for much cheaper than you would at the big box stores.
Yeah.
You know, you can sometimes even negotiate price on those sorts of websites too, which is really great. So just because something is listed for some price on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist doesn't mean that the people who are selling it aren't willing to, you know, bargain and give you a better deal. So make sure to ask and, you know, always follow safety guidelines when you're shopping online. And if you have to meet a seller in person, just make sure you're being safe when you're doing things like that. Yes. But you know, online marketplaces are a great, great place to get a deal.
And you mentioned a couple that I would not have even thought of. So thanks for those ideas. And thank you also for the safety tip. It never hurts to remind people to be careful. Definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Lexi, let's go to number three, DIY. Do it yourself. I've got some really handy friends. I know they're so good at doing this. What do you suggest here?
So making decorations doesn't have to be scary and it doesn't have to be time consuming. And it's actually a great way to kind of get your whole, you know, all of your family, all of your friends involved in a fun holiday project.
Yeah.
So simple crafts such as, you know, you can spray paint items that you had before. You can make salt dough ornaments, super easy, super cheap. You know, you can tie ribbons around candy cane wreaths, or just, you know, other simple DIY crafts that anybody can kind of do. You can make like a pretty door frame. You can go and pick some evergreen tree sprigs and kind of just put it in a vase together. Ooh. There are very, very simple DIY projects that are extremely budget friendly to free that you can do and kind of, like I said, make a whole holiday affair of it.
I think that is so much fun. And I suppose for someone like me that I'm not very crafty, this might be a great way to learn how to do some of these types of things too.
Absolutely. And you don't have to stress about it. You don't have to be, you know, the top home care professional to be able to make some fun holiday decorations. It's all about just having fun, working with what you have and spending time together.
Oh, great idea. Okay. Repurposing. How do you repurpose items for the holidays?
Right. So say you have ornaments that were kind of in trend one season, but the color scheme isn't really on brand right now. Or you have some things that are looking a little bit banged up, but they haven't quite lost all of their life yet. Mm-hmm. You can repurpose these items simply by using, you know, spray paint is a huge and easy, cheap way to repurpose what you've already have. So say you have, you know, some nutcrackers or some ornaments that were really trendy a few years back, but they're not really hitting the color scheme anymore and don't really fit into your decor plans this year.
Right.
We know that just matte colors, matte black, matte white, any matte color, blue, green, red, that's super trendy right now. As well as, you know, the silvers and golds, they're always beautiful, great around the holidays. So take what you have and just spray paint in a new color. Make it seem brand new, but you're just using what you've already got.
Oh, wow. Okay. Repurpose. That was number four. Okay. So I'm going to go back over the list here, Lexi. We've got so far shop thrift stores, buy used online. Love that. DIY, mm-hmm. and even do it with a bunch of friends. Repurpose. And now we go to number five. How about non-traditional? Tell me more.
So things you might not think of as necessarily a holiday decor item can be with just a few simple steps. So a really great way to use, you know, non-traditional decor and make it holiday-like is to stick with that like farmhouse trend, you know, mason jars, flannel patterns, all of that kind of stuff. Antiques are also great non-traditional decor, anything wooden. You can make things holiday decor just by tying a ribbon around it, you know, use the things that you have, like vintage display items, evergreen branches into a mason jar full of lights, like those things in theory aren't holiday, but when you put it all together, you can definitely make a holiday decor out of it.
I love that. And you know what I bet you could do if you started early enough, you could move that just with a couple tweaks from fall to Thanksgiving to then the holidays and into the new year and keep it up throughout the winter. And it'll make you feel like you're still celebrating through the winter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. And that makes decorating a lot easier too, when you kind of have these items that are more neutral and aren't necessarily holiday specific, but still with a few little tweaks can definitely get you in the holiday spirit.
That's brilliant. Okay. How about number six out of the 10 tips that you have? I'm so curious about this one, raiding your pantry or your refrigerator to find something to decorate with.
Absolutely. So you'd be surprised what you've already got in your, you know, your kitchen that can make your home feel more holiday-like. So things you might not necessarily think of off the bat can really bring your home into the holiday spirit. So think about things like dried fruits and nuts and putting it in a pretty decorated bowl, even, you know, cinnamon sticks, cranberries for the Thanksgiving holidays, you know, squashes, pumpkins. Obviously, these are things you can cook and bake with, but they're also things you can decorate with too.
Right.
One of my favorite things, and, you know, a tradition that I remember doing when I was younger, is just popping some popcorn and grabbing some cranberries, string it together with fishing line, and you have garland you can wrap around your tree. You know, that's cost effective. That's easy. That's compostable. You know, you're decorating in an eco-friendly way. You don't have to spend a lot of money because these are things, like I said, you probably already have in your pantry. Another thing that I like to do is kind of make a DIY like potpourri with kind of the things you have
in
your home. Yeah, just boil a little bit of water, throw some oranges, apples, cinnamon sticks, whatever you have. Keep it on a low simmer. It smells like the holidays, and you already have all the things in your fridge.
That is okay. Another great idea. And I love that you brought up the idea of the popcorn and cranberries. I cannot remember the last time, maybe grade school. Maybe
Right.
this Christmas is the time to bring back some old traditions in that way too.
Exactly. I feel like a lot of us did do that when we were younger, and it kind of just, went away with decor trends and whatever. But it's time to bring that back. Use what you've got and have fun with
I am with you.
it.
And then how about foraging? That's another idea. And I'm assuming that means going outside and finding different things to bring inside to decorate, or maybe even outside.
Yep, absolutely. So the things in your yard that are already there naturally, especially around this type of year, can feel very, very festive. So pine cones that are in good condition, acorns, that still have their little tops on them. Like I mentioned before, little sprigs of evergreen trees. All of these things are very familiar and very common when it comes to the holidays. So if you can arrange it nicely with a few little ornaments, maybe in a bowl with some lights, you can create a beautiful eco-friendly centerpiece. And that's really awesome if you can kind of be eco-friendly with your designs and kind of using things that are friendly for the environment, because it's completely free to go out in your backyard and pick up a few pine cones or a few acorns and tie some red ribbon around them, throw it in a pretty glass vase, and call it a centerpiece. And they sell stuff like that at Target, at Walmart.
Absolutely.
They sell bags of pine cones, they sell bags of acorns, the things that are already in your backyard. Just go and take some gloves and maybe some scissors and pick up things that look like they're in good condition and just decorate with what you've got.
We have a neighbor that does exactly this same thing. And every time she does it, I'm in awe of what she's put together. So thanks for this great idea. I think it's time for all of us to try something fun and new if we haven't done this.
I
Okay, time to go forage, everybody.
agree.
Then we'll see what we can all come up with. Number eight is the idea of borrowing or swapping. Now, I've done this with my friends when it comes to clothes or jackets, but I don't think I've ever thought about this for holiday decorations.
Right. So if you feel like your holiday decorations are feeling a little stale, you've used them for the past couple of years, but they're still in great condition and you spent a lot of money on them. A great idea is to gather your friends and family, maybe make a little party out of it. Have everybody bring some of their decor items that they don't really want anymore, whether it's, ornaments, if they have colored lights and now you want white lights, whatever it is. You can just swap those things. So give a friend some ornaments, take some ornaments from them, a mantelpiece, whatever you have, as long as it's in good condition or can be repurposed into something that still looks good, there's no reason that somebody else can't use it. And just because it's not new doesn't mean it's not new to you. So using somebody else's items can feel brand new to you and make your space look completely different.
What a great reason to get together with neighbors and friends too, and use that as sort of the premise, but to celebrate the holidays together by swapping holiday things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's
Okay.
completely free and budget friendly too. You can just all give a little, take a little, and then everybody has something new.
And then hopefully you learn the story behind whatever it is you're taking. That kind of
Absolutely. And
adds to the fun.
that's very fun around the holidays too, feeling like you have a piece of somebody else's tradition. It all feels good and warm and homey and
It does.
celebratory.
And that's what the holidays are supposed to be about. Okay,
Absolutely.
moving on. Keep it simple. Why not?
Right. So if you have decided that, you do want to go out and buy new decorations, try to just focus on one area of the house. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars buying decorations for every nook and cranny and corner of your house. Focus on the area where, you will be spending the most time, your guests will be the most often, or where your decorations can make the most impact. So whether that's decorating a table right in your foyer, decorating the living room where you guys will be spending your Christmas morning, wherever it is, you can kind of just go out in just one area and just focus there. So another way to kind of keep it simple is just by, if you're going to purchase new decorations, like focus on a simple color scheme, like more neutrals. Don't necessarily go for like the brights and things that will maybe fall out of trend in a few years, but things you can use year after year. Whites, silvers, golds, greens, blues, these all feel very neutral for every single holiday year, and you can't really go wrong with them.
And some of that you can bring back at the 4th of July if it's blue and red and white.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Think about things you can use for all the different holidays and, you know, all year round. I feel like lights especially are very holiday universal. Like they feel very Christmassy, but you can use them for lots of holidays to decorate. And you can kind of keep them up year round if you want. Like there's nothing wrong with having lights on your front table all year round. Like it just looks pretty and nice.
It really does. And it feels very festive all year round too. Okay. Absolutely. Number 10, here we go. Shop the off season, which I guess means if you're a little too late, maybe think about what you want to do next holiday.
Right. So
what can you find?
Yeah, we're definitely in peak holiday season right now. So this isn't necessarily applicable to this year, but thinking ahead to the next holiday season. So a lot of big box stores, if you do want to kind of go and buy merchandise from there for your holidays, especially Christmas, a lot of places will bring out their decor from the year prior around that Christmas in July time to kind of purge old items before the new items come in. So definitely try to plan some of your Christmas shopping for decorations around next July. You'll see a lot come out in that time. It seems a little weird, but they're just trying to get rid of things before all of the new merchandise comes in. Additionally, especially for thrift stores and things like that, right before a holiday and right after a holiday, which isn't necessarily off season because it's still the holiday season, but right after holidays is a great time. And this is universal for most holidays. You know, think about Halloween. All of the Halloween candy goes on sale a few days after Halloween is over. The same goes with holiday decor. So right after that holiday is over, any of the items that haven't been purchased are likely to go on sale because nobody needs Christmas decorations 2 weeks after Christmas.
Right.
They're trying to get rid of them, and they're still great items in perfect condition that you can buy a little bit cheaper, store away for a few months, and then bring out when the holiday season comes back.
10 incredible tips, Lexi, and all again with the idea of getting you ready for the holidays and having to not spend a whole ton of your money. Terrific. Oh my gosh, Absolutely. Lexi, thank you so much. What do you think is the bottom line that somebody might be able to take away from this as they're, you know, going about their decorating?
Definitely. So we all know the holidays are great, but they can be stressful, especially if you're not planning ahead. Because the later you wait, the more money you're going to spend, whether that's on your decor, on your presents, whatever it may be, on your Thanksgiving turkey, whatever, no matter what, the longer you wait, the more expensive things are going to be. So my best advice when it comes to saving money for, you know, holiday decorations is to just plan ahead as far as you can. You know, if you're buying things throughout the year, a little bit in this month, a little bit in this month, it won't feel like you're spending a bunch of money, and you're probably going to get things cheaper because they're off season. And then when the holiday season comes, you've got all of this beautiful decor that you spent a little bit on here, a little bit on there. It all comes together in the end. So just plan ahead as far as you can. So if you're listening to this now, think ahead and buy your holiday decor right after Christmas, and look for those deals in July as well and see what you can find.
That is so important. And any of these other 10 ideas, I think, would save you so much money. A lot of great ideas for all of us to give a try even now. So Lexi, thanks so much. This was a terrific conversation and perfect for the holidays.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's so crazy that we're already in the holiday season, but I'm getting really excited.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hope you have a happy holiday if I don't talk to you in the meantime.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, everybody. That was Lexi Pelchin. Lexi is a home finance expert with Forbes Home, and we're grateful to get all of those wonderful tips from her. In fact, I'll be looking forward to hearing from any of you that give these a try. Let us know how it goes. I'm Terry Barr, your host of Pennywise Podcast from Lee Enterprises. And again, Lexi and I both wish you a happy holiday.
Yes, happy holidays.